Okay, but you all have to get into kind of a
group. Like everybody all mushed together in this area right here. Everybody come on up. This is a great part of our religious education and our school and our congregation. Everybody, all of you guys come right up in front. Come right up in front, right up in front, right up in front. We're going to make one big clump over by Mr. Roger. Come on up over that way. All right, let's do this real quickly. How many of you started, what's our oldest, 11th grade, 10th grade, 9th grade, 8th grade, 7th grade, 6th grade, 5th grade, 4th grade, 3rd graders, 2nd graders, 1st graders, kindergartners? Any pre-K or younger? Pre-K over there. This is a lot of learning going on right here. That is so awesome. We are so excited for this year of learning for you all, both in your schools and the rest of the week, and in your time as students here at Religious School. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday we'll start that. But as you begin, we want to offer you first a blessing as you begin your learning this year. And then again, the return of swag. When we leave from the blessing, you're going to go that way off the bima, and Mr. Roger has for you a little bit of TBS swag, a nice TBS pencil and a little notepad. Do any of you take notes or write anymore? Fantastic. All right. So, well, now we also know there are also other students who weren't here. Will you all accept this blessing on their behalf as well? Okay. So, a blessing written by our friend Rabbi Phyllis Sommer. May it be a year of learning and growth, a year of new experiences and understanding. May you outgrow your shoes and not lose your jackets. May each day bring you something new, and may routine guide your steps. May your pencils be sharp and your minds even sharper. May you revel in the joy of each new fact, learn each right answer, each small accomplishment, and may the erasers on your pencils get just as much use as their points. May you learn that wrong answers can be just as important as right ones. May you ask questions, lots of questions, and may your teachers be patient, very patient. May you make friends and build relationships. May you make lifelong connections. May you be kind and polite, and each one of you a mensch of the highest order. And may this year be filled with all great blessings, as together we all say, amen. Amen, everyone. You can head that way carefully and gently past Mr. Roger to get one of our TBS swag and gifts. Seemed like a good Shabbat to start swag up again. We're going to have to order more swag for next month. Now, friends, aside from these blessings, I do have a story to share with you tonight. We are in the middle of the month of Elul. As a matter of fact, exactly in the middle of the month of Elul. Elul is the month right before the High Holy Days, and it is a time when we need to do something very important to get ourselves ready. So I need you to repeat these three important words after me. I am sorry. Oh, those are very important words to practice saying. Let's try that again. I am sorry. We need to make sure that we are turning to the people who we have hurt over this past year and saying those important words to them. And we should also practice the response to that, which is I forgive you. I forgive you is also an important part of this month of Elul. Now, I have a story to teach you an important lesson about how important this is, but I do need a few volunteers to come up who might play their non-speaking parts, but they might be important parts. I need 12 volunteers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Come on up. We're going to do this right in front. Okay. Yes, if you want to pass those out, I'll pass out these. Okay. I'll say I'm going to give you
all of them?
This.
Okay.
Yeah. And Seb, I'm going to give you this. And Darren, you can be that. Okay, Cantor's got a part for you. All right. Everybody look at your part. If you are a chick, come and stand over on this side. If you are a calf, come and stand over on this side. If you are a cow, come and stand over here. If you are a hen standing over here, chicks right over there. And if you are the country woman who's the center of the story, stay right there. I'm gonna give you your prop. It's not really, it's not supposed to be shaky, it's just an egg. All right, all right. Everybody ready, just like we practiced it. Here we go. A story told by Rabbi Chaim of Zanz. Once there was a poor country woman. She had many, many children. That's all of you. They were always begging for food, but she had none to give. One day, however, she found an egg. She called to her children and said, "Children, we've nothing to worry about. I found an egg. That seemed to solve all of her problems. But being a thoughtful and far-sighted woman, she decided she was not going to eat the egg, but was going to ask her neighbor for permission to set it under a hen. Where's our hen? Hen? You're going to hold the egg and hope that it hatches. Until there's a chick. Who's our first chick? Fabulous, Patty, come on, be our first chick was hatched. What does a chick say? That sounds good enough. But, said the woman, I'm thoughtful and farsighted because we're not going to eat the chick. Instead, we're going to set her on eggs, and the eggs will hatch into chickens, and the chickens will hatch many eggs, and we'll have lots of chicks. So I need all of my chicks to come on out and to cheep, cheep, cheep. All right, country woman, scoot down, because we've got more. And hen, scoot down with the egg and all the cheep, 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 cheep chickens. But, she said, even though we have all of these eggs and all of these chicks, we aren't going to eat them. Instead, we could sell them and buy a cow. Where's our cow? Upside down, there's a. There we go. And what does a cow say? Moo. Moo. But, she says, we're not going to eat the cow. We're going to raise the cow and not eat the cow until it has calves, baby cows. Come on, baby cows. What do baby cows say? Also moo. And, okay, where's the egg? The egg should be back with the country woman now because she's holding on to the original egg because she's telling the story to all of her children about how she's going to have an egg and then she's going to have chicks and she's not going to eat the chicks, but she's going to have more eggs and then she's going to have a cow, but she's not going to eat the cow. She's going to have all the calf and then we'll sell the cows and the calves and the chicks and the eggs and we're going to buy a field and we'll have fields and cows and calves and chicks and eggs and we won't be hungry anymore and we won't need anything anymore. And just as she was speaking and telling everyone all this story, she was also playing with the egg, and it fell and broke. Rabbi Chaim of Sanz teaches this lesson. He says, this is how we are. We come to prepare for the high holy days, and each one of us says, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to say I'm sorry. I'm going to do teshuva. I'll do this and I'll do that. We make all of these plans, but the days slip by and we only think about it. We don't actually do anything about it. And so maybe our lesson from the country woman and the eggs and the chicks and the sheep and the hens and the cows and the goats and whatever else we had up here, the lesson is it's not enough just to plan to do the right thing. We have to make sure that we do it. It's not enough to plan to say, I'm sorry. We have to make sure that we do it as well. We have to plan in Elul to do good for the year to come and then do it. And may that be our plan for the new year. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Shabbat.